Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you on this Thursday morning. Say there's a special program coming 1 week from tonight on September 14th. That'll be taking place at Kendall Young Library. Got some great programs coming up lined up this fall. And one of the people involved is a native of Webster City. Steve Burr joins me on the phone line on this Thursday. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along with us. So let's find out a little bit about yourself here.
Well, I graduated from Webster City High School in 1974. I had been a coach's son up in Albert Lea, Minnesota throughout the 60s. And one day in 1969, my father announced that the part-time job selling insurance that he'd had for a year or so was going to become full-time and that we needed to move to Iowa. So not too many months later, I was starting eighth grade in Webster City, Iowa. So that's how my introduction to the town took place. And I was there through high school, actually went to Iowa Central for about a year or so, I guess, before I got on with my life and started working full time. So. And my parents lived there for quite a while, but they ended up moving to Waterloo eventually. So I haven't gotten back a lot, but I love going back for reunions. And I actually got to see my first Lynx football game in a long time, the night they beat Fort Dodge. So I've really enjoyed coming back here lately.
And so far, Steve, the season's been off to a good one for the Webster City Lynx at this point.
That's what I understand. I get to watch them online every once in a while, which is kind of fun.
Indeed. So you're coming to Webster City, Steve, on Thursday, September 14th, that's a week from tonight, for a special program about a book that you authored. So fill us in on what you're covering this next Thursday.
Well, I have written a story that began, actually, the writing of it started during COVID. I had been covering the Cedar Rapids Colonels minor league baseball team. They're an affiliate of the Twins. And I'd been doing that for some online media outlets for several years. But, of course, during COVID, there was no minor league baseball to cover, so, and really not much else to do. So I began writing a story. And this may sound a little familiar based on what I just told you in my background, but I began writing a story about a young man growing up in southern Minnesota, the son of a high school coach, who got uprooted and taken to a northern Iowa community about half the size of the town he'd grown up in. So I don't know if, I won't say it's autobiographical, it's not, but the subject matter of the story that I began writing is certainly familiar to me. I began writing it, and I honestly never really intended to publish, but I continued writing for, wow, well over a year, probably close to 2 years, and eventually got the idea to publish. And that story that takes the protagonist and his friends from junior high all the way through to high school graduation became a series of 9 books. And the first 4 are currently out, and hoping to do the next 5 probably within the next year. So the story's written. The books haven't been edited or anything past the first 4 books. But so far, I've been really happy with the reaction from a lot of people.
And I bet they're just enthused when the books have finally come out, especially our Webster City audience. It'll be hopefully buying some copies this next week when you come to Kendall Young Library,
Steve.
Well,
I would certainly hope so. Yeah, I would hope so. I participated in one of your market nights. Of course, I think I picked the hottest market night, the hottest Thursday night of the summer to do that. But I sold a few books there, and my class of 74 had a picnic the next day on a Saturday, or 2 days later on a Saturday, and a few of my classmates bought some books. I haven't found out if they're still speaking to me or not. I don't know if they've read them yet, but hopefully they won't be too surprised or too offended by what they read. I'm hoping to sell a few, but mostly I just want to get the books read. That's the important thing to me, and that's why libraries are such an important market to me. I'd love to have them, and I have donated some copies to Kendall Young, That's my hometown library. I spent many an evening at Kendall Young Library during my school days. So I'm really looking forward to talking about the books, about the series, about why a 60-something-year-old man decided to start writing novels at that point in his life. Anything people want to talk about, I'll be happy to do. And I just love coming back to Webster City.
I bet you do. And a lot of good things going on in Webster City. What you alluded to was the Market Night, which was held for its second year, just wrapped up last week there, Steve. And now we're getting all set for next year's Market Night. Now, if people can make it to the program, Steve, can they order through, like, say, Amazon or your book?
These are available on Amazon. So you really just need to search for S period D period Buhr, B-U-H-R, and hopefully they will all come up in the search engine. And start with the first book of the series, and hopefully be engaged enough to continue on through the series.
Again, how many books have you written so far, Steve?
Four have been published. I have actually written at least drafts of all nine. So I know what happens to all the characters, but I'm not going to tell anybody. Four are currently available on Amazon.
Wonderful. So you can learn more about the books with my Steve Buhr by going to Amazon.com. Just type in S-P Buhr, B-U-H-R, and then you'll find more about how you can order these books and so forth.
Yeah, it's S-D. D is in David.
So, S-D, okay. Yeah, S-D
Buhr. Sorry about that. S-D Buhr. It's the Barely Boomer series. growing up Barely Boomer. It's that class of mine. You know, we were too young to go to Woodstock, but old enough that we managed to avoid having to deal with draft lottery and that sort of thing. So it was a very unique, I think, era for us to grow up in. It was just a lot of fun.
I bet it is. So again, come meet Steve Buhr at Kendall Young Library Thursday. That's next week on September 14th, starting at 6 p.m. in the meeting room at Kendall Young Library. Steve, thanks for joining me today on the Community Corner.
All right, I enjoyed it, Pat.
Thanks very much. Steve Buhr, my guest on the Community Corner Show, back with more right after this.